There are those who question whether or not the church is a divine institution. First, in order for us to understand the answer to that question, we first have to understand what those words actually mean. What does it mean to be a divine institution? Well, a divine institution is that organization which is instituted or established by God. That is, it is divinely approved. God Himself, in His omnipotence and in His omniscience and in His omnipresence, has determined that the church would be the body of those who would be His faithful children, the saved on earth. Is the church a divine institution? Well, again, there are difficulties in understanding that question because many confuse the denominational bodies with the church. It is absolutely certain that those institutions which were created by and for the will of man are not divine institutions. Those denominational bodies that wear the titles of men, that practice the creeds of men, that pander to the wills and desires of men are not divine institutions. But the church of which the New Testament speaks, the church of Christ, that is a divine institution. And we know that because of its establishment and who it was who established the church. As the apostles were gathered together there with the Lord, Jesus was asking them concerning what other individuals thought about Him. Who did men say that He was, He asked. Some said that He was a prophet. Some said that He was Elijah. Some said that He was a great man, but they didn't fully understand who and what He was. Then Peter stood up among the rest of the apostles, and he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," when Jesus asked them who they thought He was. And Jesus says there in Matthew chapter 16, verse 7, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock," he speaks of the confession that Peter made concerning him being the Christ, the Son of the living God, "and upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus said that He would build His church. He would build it. It would be that which originated from Him, and it would belong to Him. We find that as we fast forward a few years into the future there on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, that when those individuals who were obedient to the gospel, those who were being saved, we find there in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, that they were being added daily to the church. Which church? The church that Jesus built. The church that Jesus purchased with His own blood and the sacrifice on the cross, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. That church for which He provides all things, as a husband provides for the bride, Ephesians chapter 5. That church which He loved and gave Himself for. That church which He created. That church which was divinely instituted, coming from God, His church, the church of Christ. I thank you for your time.